Following Pope John Paul's death, thousands of Catholic faithful filled St. Peter's Square outside the Vatican to celebrate the life of the man who led their church for 26 years. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
On a cold Sunday morning, the faithful and the curious marched at a brisk pace to the entrances to St. Peter's Square. Parents negotiated baby strollers to a stream of people from many corners of the world. Leather-jacketed Romans mixed with casually dressed tourists and small armies of priests and nuns from various orders. Some came to mourn, others to celebrate the passing of Karol Wojtyła from this life.
My name is Isaac Orozco. I'm from Fort Worth, Texas. I'm at the North American College. I'm a seminarian studying to be a priest. It's a mix of sorrow but great joy. We just celebrated, you know, the Easter mysteries. We're just on the octave, and I think that's the best preparation for everybody here is, you know, this mix of sorrow but great happiness.
I am Sister Mary Claude Ogo from Nigeria, of the Congregation of the Sisters of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Mother of Christ. It is a pity we lost our father, very dear to our hearts, a man who knew how to live and how to die, a man who has shown us what it means to carry the cross and follow.
The Vatican Secretary of State, Carl Angelo Sodano, told the throng that for 26 years this pope spread a Christian message of peace and justice, acting as a beacon of stability and tradition in turbulent times.
Giovanni Paolo II ha condotto la Chiesa del terzo millennio cristiano.
John Paul II led the Church to the third Christian millennium, becoming a new good Samaritan on the paths of the world, a world still shaken by fratricidal wars. The Pope became cantor of this civilization of love. He saw this Christian civilization as a civilization of life, so radically different from the civilization of hatred that were the consequences in the 20th century of so many ideologies.
And now, Sodano said, the Lord's angel had told his loyal and good servant that it was time to return to the joy of God. There were many young Italian Catholics in the audience, filled with praise for this staunchly conservative pope. One 26-year-old woman, Alessia Leonardi, said young people admired this pontiff for his opposition to the U.S. war in Iraq, and his decision to allow protesters to use religious songs in their demonstrations meant a lot to her. But on this day of remembrance and celebration, there were occasional reminders of the disappointment progressive Christians felt at some of this pontiff's more conservative social views.
Elizabeth Cawthron, and we're actually living in Wallasey, across the water from Liverpool. The present pope needs to really think about women priests and priests getting married, because it's a big thing that the priests are going the wrong direction because they have the celibacy which they shouldn't really have, in my opinion. And I think that it would be good to bring women priests into the Catholic Church, and also for priests themselves in the future to be married.
Catholics here say they know the Church will need to adapt to changing times. The question, they say, is how quickly and in what direction.
I'm Brother Olaf Oseguera. I'm from Mexico. Well, I'm pretty sure he'll face the same problems that John Paul II has faced, you know. And for sure, you know, the Holy Spirit will inspire someone to challenge the world in the same way, to defend life, to defend the poor, to promote vocations, to help the youth.
In a few days, this square will again fill with humanity as people pay their final respects at the Pope's funeral. Then comes the wait, as the cardinals gather in their conclave to sift through the ranks of leading Catholics to find the one person to pick up the burden just laid down by the man from Poland. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, St. Peter's Square.